afternoon. You're listening to 90.7 FM, KALX. I'm Frank Ling, and this is Berkeley Grox.
That's right. It's a weekly look at the world of science, technology, and their effects on our daily lives. I'm Charles Lee.
Coming up on today's show, uncontrollable laughter, nano antennas, and oily history.
In addition, we'll be joined by Ms. Monique Sullivan, who will talk about the Million Home Solar Initiative.
Also, we'll find out why slugs don't like salt.
So stay tuned for all this, plus the world-famous question of the week, coming right up here on Berkeley Grox.
Welcome back to Berkeley Grox. I'm Frank Ling.
And I guess that makes me Charles Lee. How are you doing, Frank?
Pretty good. It's always fun to be back on the show.
I look forward to this all week, every week. You know, my life basically revolves around Wednesday.
And some beer.
For me, I've moved up to the hard stuff. It's now sake.
It's the only thing that doesn't get me drunk for some reason. Welcome back to Berkeley Grox. We are entering a period of energy crisis. After consumers spent the last century with a heavy dependence on fossil fuels, some groups project oil and gas production will irreversibly decline within the next 10 years, if not sooner. Yet, despite these projections, the federal government expects non-renewable resources to increasingly provide most of the nation's electricity throughout the foreseeable future, but not in California. In what's been called the most ambitious solar initiative ever proposed in the U.S., the state has launched a plan to power a million homes through solar power. And leading the campaign for this initiative is Environment California. And joining us today is Monique Sullivan, campaign director here in San Francisco. Ms. Sullivan, thanks for joining us today on Berkeley Grox.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
So first of all, could you tell us a little bit about your organization, Environment California?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Environment California is a statewide citizen-based advocacy group. It's been working in California under both the name CalPERG and Environment California for the last 3 decades to fight on behalf of the public interest in the state of California. And our priority right now is to basically set it up so that California has the strongest environmental policies in the country and that California is leading the way on environmental protection.
So tell us a little bit about this Million Homes Initiative and how Environment California plans to raise public awareness for it.
The bill is actually called the Million Solar Roofs Bill, so it's SB1, and the bill is designed to set up a set of initiatives and rebates for homeowners to drive down the cost of solar power and make it more affordable for your average homeowner, because that really is the biggest hurdle. Your average homeowner cannot afford to pay anywhere from $12,000 to $20,000 to install solar paneling on their homes. This will drive down that cost, make it more affordable, and really just kickstart the solar industry in California, which is what we need. And our role in making that happen is that the first step is that we actually wrote the bill and are working to push that bill through the state Senate and through the state assembly and get that bill onto the governor's desk. At the grassroots level, my office and 8 other offices across the state are in charge of building the necessary public support to make sure that our decision makers do the right thing when the bill comes before them. And so here in San Francisco, my office's role is to actually go out into busy public places every day and ask people if they have a minute for the environment, and if they do, tell them about our campaign and ask them to become involved as members of Environment California and to sign petition signatures as well for this campaign. So in this way, we are going to slowly but surely build the necessary public support and mobilize the public support necessary to pass this bill.
So tell us, why should we adopt solar energy? What kind of projections do we expect with electricity in the next 5, 10, 15 years?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is that we know that there is only so much oil and gas left in the ground. And so whatever those projections are, they're going to decline over the course of the next few years. We know that with renewable energy, we're looking at something that we won't run out of for a long time. There's plenty of sunlight in California. In fact, it's one of the sunniest places on Earth. And every minute of the day, the sun rains down enough energy in California to power our energy demands for an entire year. So this is just a resource that we should jump on this opportunity to take advantage of it, as opposed to continuing to rely on dirty forms of power that we know are going to run out.
So what are some of the myths of solar electricity? What do you say to the detractors who criticize its viability?
I think the biggest myth is not so much a myth. It's just that the culture right now doesn't really embrace solar power. It's kind of a backwoods hippie thing, or it's, you know, sort of the Malibu mansion thing. And it's not a very common thing. And I think the biggest reason is that people don't know a whole lot about it, and they also just can't afford it. And so between those two things, it just hasn't become that sort of common, standard, you know, suburban mom and dads have solar panels on their houses kind of thing. And that's one of the things we hope to achieve with this bill, is to make it such a common thing that your average homeowner will think to themselves, of course, why wouldn't I have solar paneling on my house? And I think that's the biggest thing. There aren't a lot of myths about it. It's more just that it isn't very common, and we need to get it into the hands of people and make sure they know how it works and make sure they can afford it.
In terms of affordability with these rebates and these programs, how does it compare to, you know, getting electricity just off the grid?
It's going to be a lot cheaper, as a matter of fact. Most homeowners who take advantage of these incentives and rebates and go ahead and install solar paneling on their homes will see a dramatic decrease in their energy bill. In fact, not only will they see a decrease in their energy bill, but through this program, they will also be able to sell off any extra energy that their solar panels are producing back to the energy grid. So they'll be making a profit through that as well. So across the board, this is just the most economically viable option for most homeowners as well.
But at this point, PG&E doesn't allow you to sell back electricity for profit. Is that correct?
That's correct. So this bill would change that.
But one of the issues with this initiative is to provide sustainable living, especially for low-income and affordable housing units. Are there any programs like, say, Hunter's Point, where they're trying to do urban redevelopment using renewable energies as part of their infrastructure?
I don't know of any specific programs, if that's what you mean. I mean, our focus is just on getting this bill passed, obviously. And I think the effect and outcome of passing this bill, again, is that it will drive down that cost of solar power. Obviously, initially, it drives down the cost for your individual homeowners. But as we expand that market and demand increases, the price will decrease. And so this means that solar paneling will be more affordable for low-income developments, for landlords, for businesses, for everyone. The idea is that it dramatically decreases the cost of solar panels and makes it more affordable for everyone, not just, you know, because right now that is the problem, is that the people who can afford to put solar paneling on their homes are the wealthier end of things. And this will make that technology more accessible to your average. So I think this will benefit low-income neighborhoods in the sense that it will lower that cost for housing developments, for landlords, for, you know, businesses in small communities. The other thing is that especially for a place like Bayview or Hunter's Point, for those types of places, these are the types of neighborhoods that power plants get built in. And so one of the biggest things that I'm excited about seeing is that if this bill passes, this will basically replace 630 power plants over the next decade that we would need to build to meet our increasing energy demands in California. And it's neighborhoods like Bayview and Hunter's Point where those power plants would be built. And this means that they will not have new power plants built in their neighborhoods. And eventually, we want to see a situation in which there are solar panels on every house and communities like that don't have to have power plants in their backyards at all. So I think this is the first step in a very long process that will help these communities to be much healthier, much more energy independent, and much cleaner.
Are there any current success stories or ongoing projects of solar at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of success stories in the Bay Area. There are companies that, you know, like Occidental Power and Next Energy that are sort of at the forefront of developing good businesses that can provide solar paneling and solar technology to homeowners and business owners. So there's a lot of good stuff happening in the Bay Area. There are small businesses that are starting to grow in this field. And I think this bill and the economy that it sets up for solar power will only help to kickstart that industry even more. And then with the UN World Environmental Day, there's a solar array and a solar-powered fountain being built in Civic Center. So there's just a lot of exciting things happening around that.
Okay, well, I guess we're running a little bit out of time. Are there any last words you'd like to add about yourself or Environment California?
Just not so much about myself or Environment California, but just that anyone who's listening to this program should take that 1 minute to call their decision maker and urge their decision maker to vote in favor of the Million Solar Roofs Bill, because this is the best step that California can take towards energy independence, reduced air pollution. This just makes sense, and our decision makers need to take the action to make it happen. So everyone should call their decision makers and ask them to do that.
Do you know when the final vote will be?
The bill is in the Senate right now, and it will. The final vote in the Senate will be sometime in the next couple of weeks, and then there's a recess, and then it'll go into the Assembly. So we won't know until the middle of September whether the bill is passed finally. And at every step along the way, we could use as much pressure from the public as possible to make sure that it does pass.
Great. Thanks for joining us on Berkeley Grox today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.